The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You know, I have often said that one of my pet peeves is when people use abbreviations and they don't know what the letters stand for in the abbreviations that they're using, you know, like, they'll say something about, yeah, I mean, that's on the ASVAB test. You know, well, what does that stand for? Oh, I don't know. It's just a test. We have to, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And people do that when they're talking about, their jobs, you know, they'll use the terminology from their jobs and go, well, what does that mean? And then they'll just tell you, it's a this, this, and this. No, but I mean, what does it stand for? Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh God.
I don't know what it stands for. So they put out a list of, misunderstood abbreviations. Like people have admitted that they thought something stood for one thing and it doesn't.
Okay.
Like, I thought SMH meant so much hate instead of shaking my head. Let's see. There's another one. Like, I always say that people run around talking about being the OG.
Yeah.
Like these housewives saying, oh yeah, this is the OG recipe or whatever. Yeah. And not knowing what OG stands for. Lindsay, you know what OG stands for, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Original gangster.
Right. This person said, I thought OG just meant original. I work in mortgages and I've labeled original loan term documents as OG terms and giving them to my director for review, not realizing I labeled them as original gangster terms.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why you would confuse that one. I get that one. It's funny.
I thought EST after a time was short for estimated.
Oh,
like that. We'll do that at 3:30 in the EST instead of Eastern. You thought we'll do that at 3:30 estimated time
or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I was a little bit late cause it said estimate.
I thought AI stood for artificial insemination.
Oh gosh.
Ew.
And I thought BRB was bathroom break.
That kind of makes
sense.
I
like that though. Yeah. BRB.
Now, one of my favorite Norm MacDonald jokes ever was when he was talking about having your ID. And he said, the I stands for I and the D stands for identification. So seems like the D is doing all the heavy lifting there. Turns out that's not what ID stands for.
Really?
ID stands for identity document.
I never heard that.
I didn't either. Identity document.
Somebody made that up.
Yeah, they're embarrassed now. They're like, you know, no, it actually doesn't stand for identification.
Huh. I was right. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is SOS?
Save our ship.
Save our ship.
Okay. Send out sailors.
I never thought of that.
And SOB is some bitch. Some SO short for some bitch.
Yeah. Austin 316 means I just kicked your ass.
Yeah, exactly. I hear SMH, so much hate, being something like somebody's mom would think, like SMH. Yeah. Oh, there's just so much hate on this Facebook thread.
And like, I'm not going to lie, I've Googled some things before, some abbreviations that I've seen.
Sure.
So that's how old I am.
But I mean, you want to know what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like Phil Dunphy on Modern Family said, WTF, why the face? Yeah.
Weren't there people? But, and then wasn't LOL thought to be like lots of love sometimes?
Yeah.
I think older people thought that, and yeah, they were LOLing in like funeral announcements and stuff.
Yeah.
But my very favorite mistaken abbreviation was a girl that I was dating back home in Winfield, Louisiana. And we had driven over to the bigger city, Alexandria, Louisiana, where they had movies. And we were going to the movie. And in the parking lot, because there's a military base in that town, or used to be. And in the parking lot, there was a license plate that looked different than the rest of them. And then it said USAF on it. And I said, you know what that USAF stands for? And she said, I don't know, something Air Force. So she got what, if there were a hard part, she got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't get the easy part of US.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Was she pretty though?
Well, yeah.
Of course. That's all that matters.
I've never been out with an Uggo.
I want to, we should bring some of those pictures in. I want to evaluate the girls you've dated before.
I don't have any pictures.
We'll find them. Give me names. I'll find them. I want to bring them down.
Are they all still in your hometown? Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have the ability to just take pictures and carry them around in your pocket instantly like that back then.
Yes,
I guess
you could.
We can look them up now and see if they're attractive now. Yeah, that's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
Yes, you could have had pictures in the 40s, the 80s. You didn't have cameras that you could go develop and carry it around.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. We wouldn't do that because it was it wasn't convenient or anything. So now you just take a picture and you got it forever right then. Back then you'd have to buy the film, put it in the camera, and then carry a camera around with you, which was a pain in the ass to have to do that.
You didn't carry around any pictures of girlfriends?
Yeah.
Wallet size.
Yeah. Like in the wallet. That's what I'm thinking, I guess.
Yeah, I did. But I don't have them. 40 years later. Yeah,
why would he still have
it?
I don't know, maybe in a shoebox or something. With that.
You think Jody would?
Well, just that I don't have, any kind of a memento box or anything like that because I'm not a woman.
That's sad for you.
I have all my ex-boyfriends in a box here.
Really? Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Because they're dead. You got their ashes in there.
Yeah.
Where you killed them.
Daggone Black Widow.
I do remember going to Eckerd and getting a whole roll developed.
Eckerd.
And they were trash. They were like blur and they still charged you.
You remember those? Yeah, maybe too young for this. Maybe your parents had one of these when you were little, but they were called Kodak Instamatic cameras and they were long and thin.
Yeah.
And it had the electric flash.
Yeah.
And when you would turn that thing on, you had to wait a minute to get where it would warm up so you could use it. And it would make that high pitch like that.
Mm-hmm. It'd whine.
Mm. If I heard that today, walking down the street, I would say somebody's got an old camera.
Because,
I mean, it was just that distinctive little whiny sound.
I think they've used it in like scary movies too, because the sound is kind of creepy sounding. If you just hear it in the middle of nowhere,
Or even turning that wheel on the disposable camera.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that has a very unique sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to have those now at like weddings. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that, but the old Kodak.
Yeah, I always think they never get those developed.
What?
When they have them at the tables and stuff, and you're taking pictures, I always figure they're not gonna fool with getting those developed.
Yeah,
oh, I don't
even know how much it would cost to get. I bet it's expensive to take a roll of film to the Walgreens or something to get developed.
Wouldn't even know what
do
that
they
costs.
Well, still do that at the Walgreens?
Yeah.
I had to get a picture developed recently. I can't think what it was for, but I just had to get one. Oh, it was for my dog for his little ashes box. Anyway, one photo was like $1.15. So think about a whole roll.
Yeah, we do that sometimes. We, you just send the digital picture to them and then they print it. But if you walked in with a roll, a 24 picture roll and just handed it to them to develop, I don't know how much that would be.
Got to be at least $25.
And you used to, if you went to Walmart, you could stand there and look at all the pictures when they handed them to you. And, if some of them didn't turn out or they were blurry or whatever, you could tell them you didn't want it and they would take that off the bill.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Walmart would do that. Yes.
So you'd go back there to that photo center at Walmart and you just see people standing there just rifling through their pictures. It's just a big crowd of people.
They're all horrible.
Yeah. I often wonder the person working, developing them, seeing the kind of stuff that they used to see.
Yeah. Like, well, there have been times when they have called police on people because of the pictures that they were developing. Like there was a, maybe there were a couple of pictures on there that the person didn't realize was on the film. And the people at Walmart, if it's an inappropriate picture of a child or something like that, they would turn them in.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for them, but dang.
Have you ever seen the movie with Robin Williams? What is it called?
Where One Hour Photo.
Oh. Have you seen that, Lynn?
No, I don't think so.
It's a thriller. It's Robin Williams playing in a psycho in a thriller movie. It's good. You should do that over the holidays. Make that a Christmas movie for you.
Watch it with your kids.
Merry Christmas.
But yeah, and then when you live in a small town, you really have to, if your pictures are embarrassing.
Yeah, you gotta go.
I mean, not illegal, but just embarrassing pictures. You wouldn't want your people that you know at work at Walmart seeing them telling everybody.
I went to college with a kid that used one of those black canisters with the gray lid on it for film.
Yeah.
But he'd carry his weed in it. Uh-huh. That's my last experience with like actual film. I just remember him always pulling that little thing out with weed in it.
It's like, no, this is film. I swear.
Yeah. Really? Why does it smell like a big fat sack of weed?
But yeah, people working in the photo lab now at Walgreens and Walmart and all that. I wonder if they have more to do because of people sending them digitals for them to print, or back when you took a roll of film in and they developed it.
I don't know.
So in my CVS, there's one girl that works the front and the photos because she's never at the photos. I mean,
yeah,
it's probably not in a high demand position. Yeah. So you probably got to pull double duty.
Right.
When I went in there, I said, I sent a picture that I got developed. She was like, a photo. Like she couldn't. a photo.
A what?
And a lot of times you'd have to wait a week or so before they were ready.
Oh, really?
And you go get it developed.
Yeah, because that 1 hour photo was also like, they would say, hey, we're going to get this done in an hour for you.
Yeah, that was a new concept. That was a big deal. To say it was like, 30 minutes or less Domino's claim, to deliver.
Yeah. The trade-off.
I remember waiting for prom photos for like a week,
Yeah.
And do you know why Domino's dropped the 30 minutes or less thing in their campaign?
Did they get sued or something?
Because they were being accused of encouraging bad driving.
Oh my God.
Because they, they would put people in danger if they weren't going to make it in 30 minutes. They'd be speeding and, all this stuff.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it was 30 minutes or less, or your pizza's on us, I think is the way they would say it.
It makes sense.
And that would fall on the driver to be responsible for that, I guess.
Yeah,
that's a bad model. Yeah. Don't do that.
It is a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't even go upstairs and use the bathroom and be back down in 30 minutes.
More extra funny next.
That was just the first break of extra funny.
Yeah.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I made a note of something to talk about in Extra Funny today, but now I can't remember what the note means. You ever do that? You write down something and you can't remember what it means. Can y'all help me figure this out? It says bone penis.
Bone penis?
Huh.
It's a story. Some more.
Bone penis.
I'll try to figure it out.
Oh, dear.
Maybe we'll do it on one of the vacation ones.
Bone penis.
It sounds exciting or...
So there is this video that Riggins showed me of these two sisters, and they're standing in the kitchen with their dad. They're adults, young adults. And the dad is helping one of the daughters sign up for the dating service Hinge, the dating app. And what he's actually paying for her subscription to her membership to the dating app.
Yeah.
Because he's wanting to get her married or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
Dating people.
He wants her out there dating. So he paid I think it's $30 a month for Hinge Premium. They also do a Hinge Deluxe, I think it's called, which is $50 a month.
Yeah.
So that's like the top tier. But the $30 a month to get you more matches, better matches, they promise, that will lead to a longer lasting relationship.
Cause that's the Hinge is one of them that, don't they claim to try to find you your lifelong partner.
Yeah.
They always say, we want you to delete us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through Facebook friends. So you always have a connection.
Oh,
you always have a mutual friend.
Lynn, have you ever been on a dating app?
No, but pretty much all of my close friends have, and I loved swiping for them.
Yeah.
It was the highlight of my day.
But you never were on one.
No.
Are you
sadly
very judgmental when you're looking through flicking through the guys?
I'm actually more, I'm less judgmental than they are. I'm like, oh, come on, let's swap. Maybe because it's not me. Mm-hmm. It's not for me.
Yeah.
I think I used to swipe yours or Rob's or somebody's.
It was Riggins.
Riggins. I love it. I would do it all day.
Because it's kind of like watching a dating show on TV where you know you're not participating. So you can sit there and go, this is what I would do. So it's almost like a fantasy kind of thing. Like if it were me, I would do this, this. And I don't most people watching those dating contest shows like The Bachelor and all that think about how they would beat everybody else, like how they would play the game to win?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be the same way on if you're looking at somebody else's dating site.
Yeah.
And it's easy for me to say, give him a chance. And my friend Holly would always be like, would you? And I'd be like, well, no, but you should. Like, you know, it's easy for someone else to say.
Were you successful in making any love matches, like playing Cupid through somebody else's dating app?
They had been on pretty successful dates. I mean, not they didn't get married off any of my matches, but I think Holly met her husband on a dating app, not the one that I swiped. Like he wasn't on there when I swiped, but yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if you told her, no, not him, and she ended up going out with him anyway and getting married? Then that'd be awkward when y'all got together now.
Heck yeah.
That'd be hilarious. I'd be like, oh, I swiped you left. Oh.
I actually think it's such a good skill to be a good matchmaker. Like when you know, I think everybody's got somebody in their life that's like put other people together. I think that's such a great skill to have.
Yeah.
I have never done it.
I have.
And have you?
Yeah. They were married for a long time and now recently divorced.
Oh, they're divorced.
Yeah.
But at least they got married. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't be there every step of the way, but the whole point of matchmaking is making the match.
Uh-huh. There's a service in Charlotte. I can't remember. Is it like a millionaire matchmaker thing? Anyway, the girl that owns it, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I'm at Paco's Tacos. I know y'all remember where that is. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at the bar with some of my friends and she comes up and asks if I'm single and if I'm interested in dating because she was the matchmaker. She worked for this or owned it or whatever. She was the matchmaker. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually in a relationship. She's like, well, let me just show you his picture and tell you what he's a doctor. So they actually go out and try to, they don't do it online. Yeah. I mean, this was not too long ago.
And I guess since it's a woman approaching you,
you
know, it's, you know, you're less likely to be
creeped out.
Yeah. But
yeah.
That could still be dangerous. They could send a, you know, there are a lot of women who work for sex traffickers and stuff.
Yeah.
That would be out there getting the initial contact.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for this, but are y'all hiring? Because this sounds like something I want to do.
That could be a great gig for you. I didn't even realize that was like a job. It's almost like a headhunter in social settings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trust any, even if it's a woman who's very glamorous looking and everything, I wouldn't trust her just to walk up to me at a restaurant and say, you know, are you interested in dating? Because, I mean, there is so much of that, you know, stuff going on, especially, I mean, around the Charlotte area, the human trafficking is bad.
Mm-hmm. Human trafficking is bad. I wonder if now it's not a thing. I mean, this was probably, 10 years ago? Remember when, what show was that? I'm sure Jody watched it with that lady named Patty. She did like Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah.
That was when that was big. So maybe it was more of a, you know, cultural thing. But now it's like, it probably doesn't happen. Because you're right. I mean, it's dangerous. You just walk up to some random 20-year-old. You're like, I've got a match for you.
Yeah, follow me out here to get the paperwork or come to my office tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this guy that she showed you super attractive?
He was older. And it was, I think it was a millionaire matchmaker thing. So he was obviously had money. I remember her giving me her card. If you're ever interested, she had this swanky uptown office or whatever. I mean, it was a whole thing. Hmm. She was blonde. She was super cute. She was probably in her 30s, but she was like, I own this company. And it was, I think it called Charlotte Matchmaker. I want to look it up. But
yeah, we should have that woman on. I bet she's seen all kinds of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The life of a professional matchmaker.
And she said he's looking specifically for a blonde, 5'6". Like, she saw me and went straight to me because it was what he was looking for.
So the guy pays the matchmaker to go find him a match.
Which is also disturbing, right?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing the same thing she'd be doing on a computer or by interviewing people that just come in for an appointment or something.
Totally.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. If he can't get his own, I mean.
No, he's a doctor. He's busy. He's probably in the hospital. I think if you can use a trusted source to go, maybe find me some potential matches, that would be worth a lot of money.
No, I think that if you are a successful doctor and you're nice looking and you're having to use a dating service, something's wrong with you.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, you meet a lot of people in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. And just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you don't have time for a social life.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he was probably a weirdo.
Probably. I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, you did. Especially if he was old.
He was older than me. I don't think he was old per se. He might have been, you know, mid-30s.
You're old.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, I mean, younger than me now.
Yeah. But yeah, I would think something's not right about that. Because he's got all this other stuff that's just like easy to attract a woman. Mm-hmm. But yet he's having to pay so much money for a matchmaking service for somebody to go out and approach women and, you know, basically pimp for him.
Yeah.
It's a red flag.
Yeah. I'm kidding. It's not I was just joking about that. But yeah, I would think that something's wrong with him. He's weird. And a personality problem.
And I think it makes it worse to pay someone big bucks to do it than just an app, like a dating app that's free or whatever. Like, I'll see if I can find a connection, but to pay so much money for someone to find, that's.
So do you think people using an expensive dating service are the more likely to get a gold digger?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah, because she came up to me and the first thing she said was, he's wealthy. He's so immediately a person that was into that would be like, oh, I'm down.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd marry him right now.
Yeah, please.
You'll find him. I'm a gold digger. Find me a rich doctor man. Yeah. That'll be all up on it.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.